Yeah, so I'm just recording this on my computer and stuff, and then I'll edit out whatever sounds shitty and everything. So, and I'll do my own intro, and so I don't have to. I don't even know what I'd say, but okay. So on today's podcast, we have in Tom Flanagan from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, where I've also done a little work myself, to talk about. Who is the best team in Central Mass? I think there's a little bit of a debate going on right now, or starting at least. Most people are still on the Leominster bandwagon. But me and Tom were two outliers this week. I voted Northbridge number one. Tom voted Neshoba number one. There's one St. John's vote. I'm not sure who that was. But that definitely, they're in the conversation. I've seen St. John's twice. I think they're good, but they had that, they didn't score a touchdown against Catholic Memorial. And I think, you know, the offense is kind of hit or miss right now, but maybe we'll get things together. Saw some good signs last week against Xavier of Connecticut. Yeah, I just wanted to talk to Tom about, because I haven't seen Neshoba yet. I wanted to hear your thoughts on what makes them such a good team. They've obviously had a few big wins. Caught me by surprise a little bit. Just the past couple years, I know a few years ago Neshoba was up there as, you know, undefeated seasons and one of the top teams in the area, but the past, I don't know if it's the past 2 years or so, it was kind of more around a 500 season, but it seems like they're back this year. Tom, how many games have you seen, or which game did you see with Neshoba?
Well, I saw Neshoba play and as we're starting to see now, before we can, these teams can beat any other team. As we saw Shrewsbury take it to Shepherd Hill, another team who, at the beginning of the season was highly touted. And not that they're not a good team, they still are, but they play a tough schedule. But what impressed me with Neshoba against Shrewsbury is that you think of Neshoba oftentimes as a big team that runs, and they're certainly on that. They have a huge, huge line, but. We both have watched some of these games to recognize pretty quickly that huge doesn't necessarily mean athletic or skilled in line play, but Neshoba is that. So that's where it starts, obviously, is Kyle, whenever we talk to coaches, that's the first thing they say. When you have a question about a running game passing, they point to the line. Well, I think on both sides of the ball, Neshoba's line just really, really took it to Shrewsbury, and that was quite impressive to me. And I'm with you, Carl. I'm one of the people who, at the beginning of the season, we did have preseason top 10. It's always kind of funny to look at a couple weeks into the season. I didn't even have them ranked in the top 10. But after talking to Coach Tucker a couple weeks ago, and a couple of the players, had I done that before the season, I may have put them in the top 10. Not saying I would have voted them number one. I didn't see that coming. But it looks like this team has been building for a while. This core group of kids has kind of been through that program, and as one of the seniors put it, that when they have that senior group out on the field together, that team, when they're all together, all healthy, has never lost a game going back to. Now, granted, that's freshman JV football. What does that really mean? But well, that means that they're used to playing together. They've kind of been building toward this for a couple of years. And I just think the way that they handled Shepherd Hill was pretty impressive. And you can do that game where, well, Team A beat Team B by this much, and I get that, and Leominster also beat Shepherd Hill. I think I'd feel differently, and you and I talked about this earlier, if Leominster was fully healthy. I do think the way I voted the poll is who would actually win if these teams played. And right now, after seeing Leominster last weekend without Deuce Franks, I would give that edge to Neshoba, and we'll find out in 2 weeks, which is the great part. So all of this debating ends essentially in 2 weeks when these two teams play each other. So that's where I'm coming from. I just think that I think Leominster will be there in the end? Absolutely. I think that Dave Quadby and his staff are among the best in all of Central Mass, and they have weapons all over the field. But Derek or Deuce is just one of those kids.
Yeah, let's call him Deuce. Let's call him Deuce.
Yeah, Deuce is good. Deuce is much more of a Friday Night Lights kind of a name. I just think he's one of those kids that, and I'm not putting him in this category, but I'm a game breaker at the high school level, like a kid like Richard Rogers. Again, no way am I comparing Deuce Franks to Richard Rodgers, but any time that St. Charles was in trouble back then, it was just throw it up, throw it as deep as you can, let Richard make a play. And Deuce kind of had that ability. Do they have other athletes? Yes. But right now, I just think if they were to play Friday night, I think Nishoba would win that game. But if they play in the playoffs, could be a different story once Pelosi and crew get things where they need them to be. Long answer. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, that's the, I think, you know, I went with Northbridge number one, but if you're going with the, you know, one of these, you know, the big schools, Division II, I guess, because we're not Eastern Mass, but if you're going with one of those, I think I would probably narrow it between Leominster and Neshoba. I do think St. John's is good, but like I said, I think they're a little inconsistent, and they have the potential maybe to, you know, to pull it together. You know, Cassidy can make some plays, but they don't really have that, you know, the playmaker that they did in, you know, Davon Jones or Shane Combs and stuff. I think, you know, I put Deuce Franks in that same category as the guys I just mentioned. You know, he's kind of, you know, a different player, but maybe kind of like this year's for Leominster, like their Neil O'Connor or Jarrell Otto or a guy who, you know, you have to watch him. That's the guy that you have to maybe devote a double team to or put your best player on or always make sure you know where he is on the field. And if, you know, Leominster's a great team even without him, but I think that's kind of the kid that puts them over the top. It'll be interesting to see, like you said, Nishoba.
Excuse me. Nishoba does play Leominster in 2 weeks, so we'll see then, and hopefully Deuce will be healthy by then. You know, I like Dave Pelosi as a coach. I think he's always got a few tricks up his sleeve and comes up with a good game plan. And you know, Noah Gray, probably one of the, for me, you know, one of the best two or three quarterbacks in the area, up with Kobe Schofer at Northbridge, and I don't know if I'm missing anybody else there. But so you know, Leominster does have a good group there. Do you think that Leominster would beat or could beat Nishoba head to head without Deuce Franks, or with him? Do you think that puts them at?
Yeah, I definitely do, and it's just, I think, and you mentioned Noah Gray. Catch up to them where Northbridge might have one outstanding player. you know, St. John's goes too deep at that position. So does Leominster. So I think they're intriguing. And I think that, you know, they may be, along with whoever comes out of Division Two and maybe a Littleton, our best, meaning Central Mass, our best chance at winning a state championship this year. And certainly, going all the way back to when I first started, I've been doing this for about 15 years, and the first real, games I covered were the Azadori and Northbridge teams.
Yep.
And I was saying to Jim Wilson earlier this week, we were going back and forth, and I said, it's a different sport, but this Northbridge team reminds me of the baseball team that had Azadorian and maybe four or five other kids who played Division One. So you have an MLB first-round pick,
yep.
Four or five Division One kids. They went undefeated, and at the end of the year, they were not the number one team because, well, they may have been, but there was that argument, well, they don't play anybody, they're only Division Three. When, come on, are you kidding me? That team would have destroyed anybody they played, and maybe that's the same with this football team. Maybe they'll get to Gillette, maybe they'll finally clear that last hurdle and win the state championship game. But even then, I think when we have our final poll, even if they go undefeated and win the state championship, I bet there will be voters. If they do that, I will vote for Northbridge as the number one team. But I bet there will be...
Right, there will be people who vote the Division II winner and stuff like that. Yeah, even if they don't go to the state final, they won the Central Mass Division II final, and there'll be a few votes that way. I'm not sure, I think it's probably a toss-up, if Northbridge played, Leominster, St. John's, Neshoba, those guys. I wouldn't say that I feel strongly that Northbridge would win, but I do think that they're at the same level, and for me, what gives the edge, I know there's a lot of people say that, they haven't played nearly the same competition, and that's definitely true. I have seen Auburn and Grafton. I think they're both decent teams, not world beaters. It's not like, Leominster just beat Wachusett. Wachusett's a really strong team. So they're not playing teams like that, but they're playing good, maybe above average teams, and they're just crushing them. They're just totally, it's a massacre out there. And it's, I have to ask Mike Richard to do some research on this, but it feels kind of unprecedented what they're doing. Four straight shutouts and averaging, close to 50 points a game. And it's just like, at a certain point, okay, fine, the competition's not as good as what Leominster and St. John's are playing, but they're just completely taking apart every single team they play. I imagine the starters are out by before the third quarter's over, and they're still, not giving up points, even with the backups. And I think, for me at least, I know a lot of people have, everybody has a different way of doing their top 10. A lot of people say, how would it be head-to-head? Who has the better wins and stuff? And I also factor in, the X factor of, is there something special about this team? And, I got into some arguments back in the boys lacrosse season for the same thing, where I felt that, Grafton, it went to a state final, and, they're a division below Algonquin and stuff, and so I put Grafton ahead because they went all the way to the state final. They had an unprecedented year for Central Mass lacrosse, and but they play a tough schedule. They didn't play quite the same schedule as Algonquin, but I do think there's that little X factor there of, is this a special team? And I think that, of course, the other teams, we'll look back and say, yeah, this was a good Neshoba team, this was a good Leominster team. But I think the Northbridge team has the potential to be one of these teams where we say, wow, that, the 2015 Northbridge team that had four straight shutouts to start the season, and maybe even five. They're against Nipmuc this week, so I'm imagining maybe five. And, I personally have them winning the state title already. But things can happen. But I think they're that type of team where they're just going to, and especially after a little bit of disappointment, the past couple of years in those games, I think this is the group that gets it done. And I think that, the little extra argument of that what they're doing right now is something kind of special. For me, that's what puts them over the top as my number one. I don't know if you factor in anything like that, too.
Yeah, I definitely do. And, we mentioned that. I think when we talk about it, it's been 2 years in a row, right, that they lost to Gillette, and their defense got worked. Let's be honest. They got pounded. And you could say And I think you're the one that pointed this out on Twitter earlier, that because their offense is so great with Schofield and the gang, that nobody really pays attention to that defense. They have a lot of points. And again, getting back, you mentioned it, they're not playing the Division East teams, but still, to not give up a point, and you're talking about, and you said it too, we see this all the time when we cover games when they're not close. The third, fourth quarter, teams kind of call off the dogs, and you're seeing the JVs, and somebody breaks the play somewhere and scores a touchdown. It's amazing that hasn't happened. That's unprecedented. I bet you have, and Mike could know that, but I bet you're onto something there. Four straight shutouts, and I think their weakness, if they have, well, let's call it like it was. In the last game, their defense didn't get it done in the last 2 years, but this defense looks like it's built to do that.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of it, you know, of course, you need to have the personnel and you need to be able to execute stuff, but sometimes it's about a mistake can change a game, and they haven't made a single mistake the entire season if they're not giving up a point. You know, there's none of these, some kid misses a tackle and they take it 70 yards for a touchdown or something. You know, they have to be really on top of their stuff to not even allow one of those plays in four games. And, you know, I think there's obviously great coaching with LaChapelle there, but, you know, I think that's to their credit that it seems like they're really locked in right now and taking every single play and every snap seriously. And, you know, there's something about the Northbridge team that I like. I really like Kobe Schofer. I think he's one of these dynamic game changers that, I love those kids who can make an impact on both sides of the ball. They're always exciting to watch, and you know, they have some good kids around them too. Chandler Brooks is a good receiver, and I've always liked Keenan Kanama, and if they've got a few other quality players on that team. So, you know, I think they are actually, pretty deep. Like you said, maybe once you get to the backups, if, you know, somehow there's injuries or something like that, maybe that changes the equation. But as they currently are, I like them. It seems like they work together as a unit. They have to have this type of success where they're just, you know, putting up six or seven touchdowns, not allowing one. It's, you know, every kid's locked in and doing their job there. So, I like Northbridge. Have you seen St. John's yet?
I have. I saw them play Shepherd Hill. I'll see them again Friday against Shrewsbury. I think you nailed it with them. I think what we see with St. John's is they'll have the athletes, they'll move some people around until they get it right. They'll change things up, and they're going to be a threat after when the playoffs start, certainly. And that's a cliche thing to say, but nobody is going to want to play them in that first playoff game, what we're calling the semifinals now. No way. I just think that, and you had the game on Saturday night, and it seemed like Cassidy's really coming into his own. And what I like about him is that he's a big kid, and it looks to me anyway, I haven't not seen them the last couple of weeks, but it looks to me, just from following along on Twitter and reading the game recap, that he's using his legs a little bit more when nothing's there. And when you're that big and athletic, that becomes another threat. And I think, if they can kind of harness that a little bit, they'll be right there. They certainly have quality line play, which you're going to need. I think it's just some consistency. Maybe they needed to find an identity after losing a kid like Davon Jones. It seemed like he was there for 7-8 years, making an impact, and I think he was their identity, and it was evident against Shepherd Hill. It was a physical game, and certainly St. John's matched it, but they didn't quite have that kid like Davon that was making sure they matched it, and that, you know, that almost cost them the game. It was a very close game down to the end, and then they, they were able to make some plays, and I think, again, depth came into play where they had just 2-3 quality kids on the rotation, and Shepherd Hill did not. But I think if they can find that leadership, and again, sounds cliche, he's a high school kid, they'll figure it out. But losing a kid like that, that's been around for so long, I think, might have a little bit of effect, and that now they have to be a little something different and work with that.
Yeah, you know, for me, with St. John's, it's, you know, consistency. They beat Xavier, and it was a good win for them. Xavier won a state title last year in Connecticut. The beat writer, who was up from Middletown, I think is where it is, but he was saying they, you know, it was that was a little bit misleading. They ran into some a lucky draw there with a few of their playoff matches and stuff. But all the same, you know, a really quality out-of-state opponent. But for me, it's just the consistency where, you know, they the Xavier quarterback, you know, went out, got knocked out of the game at halftime. They allowed, you know, three straight scores to the backup quarterback and had to kind of pull a rabbit out of the hat at the end. They got a, you know, pass to the left flat that Nick Pelota took, I think, you know, 70-something yards and in the final minutes, and then had to pull it out in overtime where they were already up, you know, two touchdowns going into the second half. So, you know, it is a good win. It's good that they were able to finish strong and to execute a few times down the stretch. But then you look at the other side that they, you know, they gave up three touchdowns to the backup quarterback, where if, you know, if they hadn't done that, then they wouldn't have had to have those big plays at the end. And, you know, they did pull out the win, but it was a little, you know, it was an up and down kind of win. And, you know, I'd just like to, when you're looking at the top team, I think you look at who's, you know, who's being the most, not just, you know, getting the big wins, but who's consistent about it. And I think St. John's can get there. I'm not, you know, ruling them out. I think they'll definitely, they got a pretty good shot at being in the Central Mass final. I think they'll definitely make the playoffs. But, you know, they're still a work in progress, I think. And I was impressed, though, you know, as we mentioned, they don't have the, you know, the D1 athlete anymore where you know, you can just toss it to Davon and let him, you know, high point the ball and come down with it. But they do have a good collection of, you know, maybe five or six receivers. And I think Cam Lucy is a good receiver. They got a few others there. And so, there are weapons and like it, there's athletes, they're deep. They'll be there. But you know, at least for this week, I wasn't ready to put them at number one because I think there's a few other teams that have done a little bit more, have shown a little bit more. And you know, they did have not the worst loss in the world, losing to Catholic Memorial, but, you know, second straight year not able to score a touchdown against that team. And I don't think we should also overrate Catholic Memorial. I was at both of those games. It's a decent opponent, but it's a team that I think St. John's probably should have beat both times. And so they had that slip up there, and the other top teams haven't really had one of those yet. But, you know, I think there are other – we're not even mentioning, I think Wachusett's a good team, but, you know, just a couple losses, so that drops them down. And with the new playoff format also, you know, Wachusett might not even make it, which will be tough for them. Because you look at the Division II standings right now, and you got Leominster, you got Neshoba, St. John's, and then Marlboro. So, you know, someone's going to be the odd man out. I think Fitchburg already, that kind of, you know, with that, the slow start, it's too bad because I saw Fitchburg this past week and they're starting to come together. I love the power running game they have with Marrero and Facundo Isis, who might be my favorite player in Central Mass. That kid is just a difference maker.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. It's funny to see a kid that gigantic and intimidating kick, too, which is an added bonus. But I'm with you. It's wide open and I'll leave you with this thought, Carl. I'll admit this to you, and I'll admit it to the podcast land, that I cheated a little bit on my poll this week. I was struggling with it so much so that I texted a couple coaches I know, and I said, hey, would you think it was crazy if I voted for Northbridge over, and I mentioned that, you know, the D2 teams that we're talking about, St. John's, Lumis, and Rishifla, and all of them, three of them, said, no, that's not crazy at all, but with the caveat, of course, that basically, they all said some version of the same thing, which is, you know, they could beat any of those teams in one game, clearly. And another coach offered me this, which I thought was pretty profound from this guy. not that he's not an intelligent guy, but he's not an intelligent guy. I can say that just kind of busting his ball a little bit. But he said, for a team to beat Northbridge, you're going to have to score more than 28 points. In addition to that, that's your offense, he said. And then you're going to have to get lucky and return a fumble or return a kick or something. And as you said earlier, they don't make those mistakes. They're a senior-laden group, obviously very well coached. They're not going to make that mistake. So, therefore, they're not going to lose a game in Central Mass. I feel very confident saying that. And I feel confident in not to not to take anything away from any of these other teams, but I feel very confident in saying they're not going to even be tested, which yeah. That could be a very bad thing come playoff time when they get out of Central Mass. I don't see a team that's going to test them or be within striking distance of them. I think it was last year. As you know, I live in Clinton, so I talked to some of these guys and some of the coaches. I think Clinton hung 30 points on them in the playoffs, still lost by almost 40 points. like what's going on there? I don't think they're going to be touched. What will be interesting is, and Coach LaChapelle is too good for this, and I know he will let it happen. But when they get to the next level, they get to the big game. What are they going to call upon? What stress have they been under this year? How have they been tested? And I don't see it happening unless they kind of manufacture something almost, or they play in a mud bowl. I don't really see it happening. I don't know about you, but I don't see them being touched here. And again, nothing to take away from other teams, and I know we have to play the games, but the way they're playing and the level of talent, I just don't see it.
Yeah, you know, if SPM gets healthy in time for that game, I think that might be they might at least score on them. I saw Tantasco, they're pretty good. But again, you know, like you said, I don't think they'll really test them that much. They might, you know, give them a good first quarter. But yeah, you know, in La Chapelle, we trust. Once the sweater comes out, you know, it's over. I'm going with Northbridge right now. You're going with Neshoba. Everyone else is still with Leominster. And, you know, we'll see over the next week how it turns out. But thanks
we
for...
We have that wild card, St. John's voter.
They're hanging around. St. John's is always around. Can't count them out. Good coaches there. You know, a ton of kids, so someone's going to step up and, you know, they'll figure it out by the playoffs.
The best thing is in 2 weeks this becomes much, much clearer after these teams start to go head-to-head. And, you know, even Friday night, St. John's is a pretty good test in Shrewsbury. I think 2 years ago, Shrewsbury beat them
in one of the best games I've ever seen. Maybe it was 3 years ago, I forget. But yeah, of course, that whole town rivalry thing is a big deal. And who knows? Who knows what could happen Friday night? And maybe that changes the playoff picture if St. John's is knocked off. But... I'm with you. I think that safe to say the three teams we discussed most tonight, Division Two, I think will all be part of the mix, and then you have really, really good teams fighting out for that fourth spot. So it's going to be exciting, way, way more exciting than having eight teams. You know, that's just ridiculous. So I'm glad that we've moved past that. We won't see another Fitchburg story, of course, which is always what the people on the other side of that say. Well, Fitchburg would have never been in it, and sure, that was a great story. And I'm sure, Coach Walker over there would say the same thing. We would have needed to earn our way in, and we did. So I think the format's a little bit better. It's never, you know, this is tangent here, but there's never going to be a true Division I state champion, in my opinion, because if we're not playing. But it is what it is, and I think a 4-team field is better than eight. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah,
these games mean much, much more than they did a year ago.
Yeah, there won't be another Fitchburg. I enjoyed that team, Leo Ramirez and Darius Flowers and stuff. But yeah, I think it's probably better this way with the four teams. Puts a little more emphasis on the regular season too, and you can't really mess up or you might be out, especially in Division Two where it's so crowded and so much competition there. But yeah, you know, a couple more weeks to go, and... you guys can tune in on Friday to get Tom's updates for the big St. John's against Shrewsbury game. Could be a close one, could be a blowout, who knows. But tune in to the TG Sports Twitter account on Friday night. Tom, thanks for coming on today, joining the podcast and talking about the teams that you've seen and who you voted number one. I hope I'll get to see Neshoba soon because, you know, they got some great wins, and hearing all good things from my sources there at the school. Thanks for coming on. I'll do an outro and transfer into that. But yeah, cool. I'll